Mother's Day can be a hard day for a lot of moms, especially if you don't feel like you're the greatest one, or if you don't have a mother around anymore and wish you did, or if you just don't have the kind of kids or husband that you would like for celebrating Mother's Day. In this episode, I'll share three different ways you can think that might just make a difference this Mother's Day. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is number 21 on the podcast, where I help you see different ways of thinking that can help you better be who you want to be and do what you are meant to do. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is a model I discovered and developed to help people understand the two different and opposite ways people think. I have found everyone is somewhere on this spectrum between what I call the Be way of thinking, which is focused more on who you are and how you're trying to be, and what I call the Do way of thinking, which is focused more on what you want to do and what you're trying to get done. These different ways of thinking have opened my mind to lots of different ways of thinking. As a young mom, I didn't have a lot of different ways to think, but learning different ways you can think can help open your mind to new perspectives, new ways of thinking, and ideas that can help comfort and give you hope through the hard times. Before I jump into today's topic, let me give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor or therapist or any kind of psychologist. Please check with one of these before you make any life-altering decisions. But learning these different ways of thinking have come through inspiration and have been an answer to my prayers, and I hope they will be an answer to yours as well. So let's get started. One of the ways I often get stuck in my thinking as a young mom was feeling like I had to be perfect. Maybe you felt that way too. Maybe you worry about trying to be perfect, and maybe you're a perfectionist. But the truth is that God does not expect perfection. I remember as a young mom, I had the opportunity to be in a musical performing group with a bunch of other songwriting mothers. We had so much fun together, but one of the things we focused on the most was this concept that we don't have to be perfect. It's really easy to get stuck in your thinking that you do have to be perfect because of the commandments that say, "Be ye therefore perfect." But I love the conference talks and clarifications that say, "Be ye therefore perfect eventually." I love the Bible's clarification that being perfect means complete, whole, and fully developed. We're all learning and growing and trying to become, but that takes time. With the Do way of thinking, do thinkers know that you have to do things imperfectly for a long time? And you don't ever expect someone to be perfect at anything unless they've worked really hard to become that way. Our fireside group was called the Perfect Mothers Society. It was such a great name because the acronym for it was PMS. We always called ourselves the PMS group because none of us were perfect, and we found in our performing that everyone and so many people would get stuck in thinking that they had to be. But when you're getting stuck in perfection, it just can ruin the day. And for Mother's Day, I would encourage you this Mother's Day to exchange that thinking of comparing yourself with everyone else and feeling bad about how you're not perfect, and instead remember that God does not expect perfection, and that you're working at becoming more complete and fully developed with eventual perfection. But that's only going to happen through a lifetime of experience and a lot of imperfectness. And you have a perfect pass to be perfectly imperfect this Mother's Day. The second thing I would encourage you to change your thinking in is that for moms that often get stuck in feeling that their life is awful or that nothing is ever going to change or all of the things in life that we wish were different, instead of getting stuck in that way of thinking, instead focus your thoughts on, what am I grateful for? This seems like such a simple concept to say, but I also know it can be very difficult. It really was for me, but that's when everything seemed to change. I can honestly tell you that when I was able to start changing my thinking from focusing on everything awful and horrible to what I was more grateful for, life became infinitely better. I recently did a High Five Live Facebook group fireside thing, and I shared the song that I wrote that you can go and listen to on that page. I'll link to it in the description. But this song was a song I wrote because I thought I was going to be enduring to the end for the rest of my life. I had learned a lot about thinking more positively and trying to be more loving and trying not to change other people. But with all those hard lessons, I just realized that probably the rest of my life was going to be about enduring to the end. So like I always do, I thought, okay, well, what kind of song could I write that's going to help me in enduring to the end? Well, music is so powerful, and I knew if I could come up with something that could focus my thoughts more in the direction I wanted them to be, then I wouldn't get so stuck in negative thinking, which I was definitely having a harder time at that time. So I was trying to write a song that could just keep me moving forward, and it kind of went something like this. I'll keep giving everything, my heart and my soul. I'll keep giving everything, everything in my control, to change the things I'd like to change, but if it all remains the same. And then I couldn't think of anything. And all I could think of was just how long I was going to have to stay in the negative situation I was in and all the things that I didn't like. And maybe that's you. Sometimes it's just really hard to get out of those negative thoughts and feeling like you can't change anything. But that's where gratitude comes in. Because in order to think about anything that you're grateful for, it requires a shift in your thinking. When you're focused on everything that's bad, and we have to actually literally change your thinking to the opposite way to think about what you're grateful for. And that's what I was able to do in the song. It didn't come from me, but it totally came through inspiration. I remember I had gone to a music workshop, and it was run by Beth Nelson Chapman. She is an amazing songwriter. And she shared this idea, which is one of her techniques for songwriting. And that's that when you kind of get stuck for what words to say, you just sing whatever comes to your mind. They could be made up words or whatever. And that's what I was trying when I was finishing up the words to this song, because the words that came were, I'll forever praise his name and thank him for everything. That song was life-changing for me, and I hope you'll go and listen to it. Again, it's in the comments. But that's when I was able to switch my thinking and focus more on what I was grateful for than on all the things that I was upset about. There is always going to be things that you're upset and you don't like, but it's also a choice to focus on what you're grateful for. And at least for me, I found that focusing on what I'm grateful for helps me to get rid of a lot of those negative ways of thinking, and it helps me to be more happier and positive. So this Mother's Day, instead of focusing just on all the things that you wish were different, try focusing on what you're grateful for and just see if that doesn't help you to make your day great. Okay, the last way you can change your thinking on this Mother's Day is that when you're starting to feel frustrated that maybe people aren't doing everything you'd like them to do to help make your Mother's Day a wonderful day, instead of getting frustrated or upset about it, instead I want you to think about what you would like to do to make the day great. Take some time for yourself. While I have to say that my kids and husband were actually pretty good at spoiling me when they were younger, I usually had this problem more on the regular days of the week. And this is something you don't have to wait for Mother's Day to experience. You can do this any day of the week. We all need to feel loved and replenished. And so if you don't feel like your tank is getting full, then it's up to you to make sure you're filling your own tank. I remember as a busy mom with lots of kids, I always felt like the last one that ever got the things that I needed. I was always so busy taking care of everyone else that it was just really easy to fall into a victim mentality that had me doing everything for everyone else and not giving myself the time and attention that I need. Well, at one point, I began to realize that if I ever was going to give myself that kind of time and attention, the only time I could do it was the first thing in the morning when my kids were all occupied and watching their shows. But that was the same time that I was trying to get everything done. I was trying to clean the house and do all the dishes and the things that I didn't feel like I could do once they needed my attention and were wanting me and weren't just sitting and watching the TV. But I tried this experiment, and it's one I would invite you to do as well if you're having any of these same problems in not having enough time for yourself. And that is to take 20 to 30 minutes to do something you love. There's almost always a way you can find 20 or 30 minutes. If you have to go grab a neighbor or get a babysitter, it's worth it. Because with that recharge in the morning, things can change. I spent 20 to 30 minutes during that time playing the piano and just singing through some of my favorite songs. That was able to completely replenish me and give me the energy I needed to make it through the whole entire day. I didn't mind cleaning the house, and I could do it at the same time that the kids were up and awake. It was worth all of the time and attention, even though not everyone agreed and didn't understand why I was doing something for me. Mothers need that time. And though it may seem selfish to you even, or to others, it's just like oxygen masks that hang down in an airplane in case of an immediate landing. Who are we supposed to put the masks on first? We have to put them on us first, and then we put them on our children. And when mothers aren't making sure that they are getting what they want, then we're not as good for our children. So, of course, there's always a balance. But that's the third one, to make sure that you're giving yourself the time and the attention that you need. One other thing that I just want to mention in closing, because this can be also a way to change your thinking, especially if you're not feeling enough or that you're not doing as well as you'd like to as a mother, it's so easy to get caught in those kinds of thoughts. And that is that while we're doing the best we can as mothers, trying to take care of our children and even failing along the way, we have to remember that God also knows us, and He gave us our children for a reason. They were meant to come to us because we were the parents that they needed. And even though we may not be the perfect parents and we may not agree with that sentiment, God is the perfect parent, and He is watching out for them as well. There have been so many times when I've had to rely on Him being the parent for me when I couldn't be there. And it just gives me that hope that He's got it covered when I can't. It helps me get through some of those hard times, and I hope that they'll help you as well. I hope this Mother's Day can be a different kind of day for you, especially if it's been a harder one for you in the past. God does not expect perfection, and as we let go of those imperfections, think about the things we're grateful for, and look for ways to make ourselves happier so that we can be a better mother, then that can help us to enjoy our Mother's Day just a little bit more. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my own mother for her example. It's true that we don't always appreciate our parents and our mothers especially, sometimes until we're all grown. And I do appreciate my mother so much more than I ever did growing up. That can also give you hope that with some of your more challenging kiddos, maybe they'll grow up and appreciate you more. I also want to extend my own greetings to you, all of the mothers here that are listening. Happy Mother's Day. I hope that you'll share this with other mothers who could use a little bit of an uplift on this next Mother's Day. Again, thanks so much for listening. I'm grateful you are here, and I hope you'll join me, Lindy Kirby, next week as I share new ideas and thoughts about how you can better be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do on the Be Do Concept podcast. Thanks for listening.